Hello?
Hello, nice to meet you, sir.
Hello.
This is Patrick from Opinion Research Company. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues in order to complete a survey. It's very quick and confidential. In case that you have time, I will appreciate it.
How long will it take?
Being honest with you, it takes between 5 to 10 minutes.
Well, I can probably do it then, because I got to run to a dinner engagement, but go ahead.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. Okay, so first of all, first question, just give me a moment. Okay, do you think of yourself as, well, you can answer or not answer, but do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male, I'm a male.
Thank you so much. In which state do you currently reside, excuse me?
New York.
New York. Okay, thank you. And what is your zip code, excuse me?
13865.
65. Okay, thank you. Are you registered to vote in New York, excuse me?
Yes.
All right. And what is your year of your birthday, excuse me?
1943.
43. Thank you so much. Okay. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
No. Thank you. And what is your race? White, Black American, American
white.
Indian?
Thank white.
You. Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent, excuse me?
Independent.
All right. Thank you. Do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
I don't lean towards either.
Okay. Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel that your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10.
7.
7. All right. Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom will you vote? Excuse me?
Harris.
Okay. Thank you. Again, I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election Congress were held today, for whom would you vote to be your representative in Congress, the Democrat or the Republican?
Right now, the Democrat.
All right. Thank you so much. Okay, here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. It says, I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. The second one says, I'm personally against abortion, but I do not believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. And the last one, I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
One.
All right. Thank you. And based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describe the situation in New York when it comes to abortion legality? The first says, abortion is legal and available in all cases in New York. Second one, abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in New York. Third one, abortion is banned with a few exceptions in New York. And last one, abortion is totally banned in New York.
I think one.
One. All right. Thank you. Just to let you know, we are 33% of complete of the survey. Would you like to continue?
Yes, I'll come on.
Okay, thank you so much. How concerned are you about abortion access in New York? Are you not concerned at all? Not very concerned? Indifferent? Somewhat concerned? Or very concerned, excuse me?
Not concerned.
Not concerned. Not very concerned or not concerned at all?
Not very concerned.
All right. Thank you. As you may know, sir, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, hear some, hear only a little, or hear nothing at all?
I've heard nothing at all.
Okay. Nothing at all. Thank you. Based on what you know, if the elections were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Or are you undecided? Or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
I'd vote yes.
Vote yes. Okay. Thank you. Okay, so here is the next of proposal number one, the amendment that might appear on the ballot in New York in the November 2024 elections. It says, add certain protections to the state Bill of Rights. It says, add anti-discrimination provisions to a state constitution, covers ethnicity, national origin, age, disability, and sex, including sexual orientation, gender identity, and pregnancy. Also covers reproductive health care and autonomy. Okay, so a yes vote puts this protection against discrimination in the New York State Constitution, and a no vote leaves this protection out of the state constitution. So you will vote yes or no for this amendment, excuse me.
I'd vote yes because I don't believe in discrimination.
I understand. Thank you. So after reading the ballot measure language, if the election were held today, would you vote no or yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided? Or will
yes.
you not vote? Yes, right?
I vote yes.
Okay. Thank you. What values are behind your current decision to vote yes on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Please pick the two values that best describe the values behind your decision from the following list. So the list says, responsibility to women, making decisions about your own body, empathy, safety, privacy, responsibility to younger and future generations, equality, rights, freedom, or control over your own life. Please select two values that best describe the values behind your decision.
The right of women to make their own decisions.
Okay.
And freedom to do what you want with your own body.
Okay. Thank you so much. Really appreciate it. So, next question. Does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or doesn't make no difference in your motivation to vote?
I'm sorry, say again.
Okay, it says, does the opportunity to vote on the abortion ballot measure in your state this November make you less or more motivated to vote, or doesn't it make no difference in your motivation to vote?
Makes no difference.
Okay. So the options are much less motivated, somewhat less motivated. It makes no difference, right? Okay. Thank you. If you learn a candidate for political office supported the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or doesn't it make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
Say again the question.
Okay. It says, if you learn a candidate for political office support the ballot measure, would that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate? Or does
more.
It make no difference? Okay.
More.
Okay. Much, somewhat more likely to vote for the candidate, right?
Yes.
All right. Thank you. And if you learn a candidate for political office opposed the ballot measure, will that make you less or more likely to vote for the candidate, or doesn't make no difference in your likelihood to vote for the candidate?
If the candidate's against it?
Yes, do not support the ballot measure.
It would make me more likely to vote against it.
Okay, I understand. Just give me a moment.
How much more is this?
We are 52% complete. If you,
I've only got a couple more minutes, so
okay.
I gotta leave.
So once you you can tell me when you have to go, okay? So
yeah.
Okay, the next question says, to the best of your knowledge, do Democrats want abortion to be legal and accessible nationally? Want a national ban on abortion without exceptions? Want abortion to be legal nationally with some exceptions, or want states to decide on their own abortion laws?
I would say the second one.
The second one. Okay, so it would be want a national ban on abortion without exceptions.
No, want to be legal with some. Right.
Okay, thank you. Okay, to the best of your knowledge.
No,
okay, no
go.
Problem.
Right.
Thank you so much
Thank
for
you.
Your time.
Bye.
Have a nice day. Bye-bye.